Blog Talk Radio. what they do.
Oh,
got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master. And it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which mean that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on its first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right, after all the hell you done took for 450 years, to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
you know, don't you know that God is my friend? I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. We're here at Black Power Radio giving you more of what you actually listen to your radio for. And we're happy to be here tonight, especially because of all of the challenges. We have gone into the, this is 2024, and we have been trying to free Mumia since the days of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I remember fighting for it. It was ancient history in 2001. And I just don't believe that we have just organized the right legal withdrawal system or the right legal team, some kind of black dream team out there, or whoever's necessary to free Mumia. But I think we lay down on, we're asleep on those political prisoners. Now, yesterday we had Black Warrior came in and bought some music. And we talked about the effects of music on the Black Revolution. We believe the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was right on target by saying that Black Revolution, I believe he meant Black Revolution, but he did say that revolution is the only solution. Sheikh Imam Akbar teaches that Black Revolution is the only solution. And if we are looking for solutions outside of ourselves, then we're actually shopping in the wrong market. And we are looking, well, I think they created a shopper when they indoctrinated us with a peculiar brand of capitalistic imperialism. And once they gave us a peculiar brand of capitalistic imperialism, they injected us with some kind of hormones, some strange shots. They did something to us, brothers. We don't have natural inertia, natural responses to social trauma, political circumstances, just name it. Something extremely unnatural has been done to us, producing certainly some unnatural results. And I believe that if Black Warrior is black online, he can tell you more about it, and he's going to tell me what tune, what I have to cue up. Black Warrior, do you see something up there that maybe is peculiar that makes us insensitive to, say, our political prisoners, for instance? Do you see anything like that?
Well, can you hear me, brother?
Well, you're loud and clear here at Black Power Radio. You're
like
actually
that.
Live
well,
on Black Power
well,
Radio. Loud and clear in the studio.
To the creator and the ancestors who chose to be present to stand on, because we must invite as well as invoke them in any and everything we do. And that's a part of the problem. We have literally forgotten who the hell we are and what our responsibility is on this planet. As I consistently remind our people, and hope we can just write this on the tables of our heart, that the Creator put you here to teach the world, not to take lessons. It was us who taught the world how to read, write, pray, think, wash your backside, and cook your damn food. And every time you look up, some white person tells us to wash our hands and how to cook. Now, I know I ain't the only one who sees something wrong with that. And this is a part of the problem. We become cultural idiots, and we're culturally illiterate at present. So it's like we don't seem to understand, and you right on the point. You hit the nail on the head. We're being affected by what I call multi-level war. We're being attacked from thousands of perspectives simultaneously because the devil knows their time is up. But the problem is, white folks, pardon my French, have always been a motherfucker. But their pet niggas are far worse. And this is what the problem is. We have bought into the devil's program. The average nigga will sell his ass for a dollar and try to get a deal on yours. When you look into the case against Mumia, you'll find a whole lot of niggas participated in this and were complicit in unfairly prosecuting and holding him, which is why we should start an all-out effort. If we can find some attorneys with backbones who are not afraid of the status quo in global white supremacy, because that's what the case is. I've got a homework assignment for everybody, so please go and get your pencil and paper, African family, because I do have a homework assignment for you, and I need you all to not BS with this. And it's simple for you, so you can pull it up on YouTube if the devils don't erase it before you get to it. But I got some homework assignments to help you grow a spine, because there's no reason for Mumia to be left behind bars unfairly when we've got six boxes of evidence proving his innocence. Now, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. There's some shenanigans going on, and that's putting it lightly, to keep him in there unfairly. So we should raise all kinds of hell. I think Amos Wilson did a lecture called Inappropriate Behavior, and that's what we're practicing, because if you do this to white folks, all hell's going to break loose. If you do this to any other folks, all hell's going to break loose. But for only us, we want to, as one of my soldiers put it, we want to kick ass and be nice. It's not possible. That's oxymoronic, okay? You're either going to really kick ass or you're just going to be a punk and lay down and let these devils keep on treating you like you ain't shit, because we act like we ain't shit. Bullies don't stop. They must be stopped. Dr. Collie was dead right. Revolution is the only solution. But it's not always with guns, unless you just have to. You niggas will shoot each other. Why the hell won't you kill the enemy? But what we have to do is go after these people on multiple levels and make sure they feel the heat, because white folks don't respond to anything but extreme pressure. That's what you have to understand. All white people are motherfuckers. They are master deceivers suffering from terminal bloodlust and insatiable greed. I'm going to say it one more time. They are master deceivers suffering from terminal bloodlust and insatiable greed. Insatiable simply means they cannot be satisfied. The more they get, the more they want. Now that they know their time is up, they still want to kill your ass. They just want to break you in the process in the meantime. They want you to die broke. And a whole lot of niggas have signed on to it, because I've heard sad-ass niggas like Steve Harvey. The best thing he could do for poor people is not become one of them. You sad, black, ignorant, ugly motherfucker. You can look at this country-ass nigga and tell he came out the ghetto. Why the hell won't you go back and help somebody else? The project I have, we were talking about economics, the music was anyway. And I'm saying I have a project that could help us economically, because I want to do the opposite of what America has done. What America is doing is illegal. If you have a dictionary and know how to use it, go and look up the word usury. Usury, okay? The first word of it is illegal. So what America has done is been illegal the whole time. America is a criminal society. When they came over here from Britain, telling this damn lie about they wanted freedom of religion and they had a problem with taxation against representation, which was a damn lie. And we fell for it, because they came over here and set the same program up and set the same program in place, which simply meant they didn't have a problem with the program. They had a problem with who was in charge. And this is what we have to be aware of. You've got to start thinking, you all. I teach a class called Critical, Strategic, and Analytical Global Thought Process, but from an African-centered perspective. But if you're not culturally aware, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. And for this homework project, I hope you all got the pencil and paper ready. This is three of them are from Asa Hilliard. Asa Hilliard, if you don't know him, he's a member of ASCAC and one of the greatest scholars who ever lived, okay? And it's a shame when you don't take advantage of your own scholars. Asa Hilliard did a lecture. You can pull it up on YouTube. One is called Operationalizing Pan-Africanism. Please go watch it, y'all. I'm going to say it again. Asa Hilliard did a lecture called Operationalizing Pan-Africanism. Then there's another. He did at the Sankofa Shule, which means school, in Lansing, Michigan. Okay? That's the second one, at the Sankofa School in Lansing, Michigan. Then he did another one called The Education of Our Children. Okay? Then there's one I want you to watch by Amos Wilson on self-hate and fear. There's no reason for us to be walking around in fear, especially you church niggas walking around here talking that Jesus shit. Well, your Bible says, and I quote, I didn't write this, I just read it. It says, and I quote, you correct me if I'm wrong, it says, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear what? Talk back to me. I will fear what?
No evil.
No evil. No evil, okay? So what are you afraid of? No evil. Or maybe the question, the operative question should be, who is your God really? Because if you walk in fear, your God ain't shit, and neither are you. And this is what we have to come to understand, y'all. And to deal with this music thing, since we was on that last night, the one song I want to end with before I drop the mic is, well, actually, it's three of them. One is an original, I'll Do It Last. But then again, there was somebody who said, I am everyday people, yeah, which means I ain't better than you. I'm just an extension of you. Me and there's one, I know you all know this one. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long...
Oh, my mama.
That's a black long. Don't act like you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. A long time coming, but we know she ain't gonna come. Whoa, yes it will. And last but not least, I'd like to say this. This is one of my original. It says, my name is nobody, but I am nobody plus. I ain't nothing special. I come with the rest of us. You ask my business, I'll tell you my name. If you ask me what's the difference, I'll tell you we're the same. I am that I am. Nobody plus. I ain't nothing special like the rest of us. If you ask me my business, I'll tell you my name. So don't ask me about no differences, brother. We're the same. I am, I am, I am. Take it away, Chairman.
Oh, my. Now I've got to get you to name this tune. See if you can name this tune before they tell you. This one here is by the main ingredients, don't you know? Woo! See if y'all can name that tune out there tonight. Ooh, my.
Mm-hmm. When you call the girl love and joy.
Man, I don't hear that in so long, boy. You gotta warn me before you show up something like that. I ain't gonna put in a seatbelt in that.
When she runs with you no more, no more.
That's something. Think about that. That's, man, that's tough right there. But as we move here on Black Power Radio, we will always have songs of inspiration. And that's called You Have Been My Inspiration by the main ingredients. The lead singer is Cuba Gooding Sr., and he's always been an inspiration to me. I wanted to open up a couple of mics. We got Tanisha spending down just to open our mic on up right there. Tanisha, are you there live on Black Power Radio, or did we miss you? Sister Tanisha, Queen is in the house.
Hey, yes, I'm here.
All
how
right,
y'all doing?
Doing fine, and yourself? How about you?
All right.
But there,
Black Power.
Are you in Oak Town tonight?
Excuse me?
Oak Town or another town?
You know, you always think I'm in Oakland because I'm in the Bay Area. But, you know, I'm in Marin City, Sausalito, California. I'm an exit from San Francisco. Yes, Sausalito, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marin City.
Well, you've been so consistent. You've been so consistent. And we're happy to have you here tonight as well. I've got a 718 followed by Black Lightning. Let me see. We got a 718 there. 718 area code. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 718 at the 864. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Doing the chair. Thank the Most High, line of the new dawn. Makakubu Ali Obey. Makakubu the Moor and the African Drum Orchestra.
Man, yeah. We're happy to hear you, my brother, in good spirit and good energy tonight. Welcome to Black Power Radio. How are you?
Listening to that you've been my inspiration. It brought back memories because I used to be Cuba Gooding security escort when he performed in certain shows. I would walk into the stage and back, and he liked the way I rolled, and he wanted me to go out on a tour with him, but I decided to go back to college and get my degree. And what a lot of people don't know is that they know his son, Cuba Gooding Jr., but they don't know his third son, Thomas Gooding. Thomas Gooding is an excellent bass guitar player, and I had the privilege of performing with him. Well, actually not performing with him. I've done a number of jazz productions called Music Masters. And that's on my Odyssey channel for the World Media Coalition Jazz Lovers Television Network. And Thomas Gooding was part of the group, the Lon Ivy Fourth Millennium Band, that I've done a number of productions with. So you can check YouTube, Makakubu, and you can see some of the work that I've done with jazz, particularly this one, which is very important. The Music Masters Second Presidential Debate is a production at His and Hers Lounge in Westbury. In that production, I do a talk show commentary. This was 2016 presidential election between the debate between Hillary Clinton and Trump. In that talk show commentary, I made this statement 9 years ago, in fact. I said that Trump is a political insurrectionist. A political insurrectionist. So that statement was a prediction of his character that resulted in him putting together a storm to attack the Capitol to overturn the election. And it wasn't until 2022 that your main talk show host on mainstream media figured that out, that he was a political insurrectionist, and he still is. And he still is. So I want to encourage everybody to Google Chrome and put in WMCJLTV. That's our television network. When I say ours, I'm saying everybody on this call, that's television network. That's owned by Amore. you need to support that television network. Why? Because our business model is this. It's different than any other television or movie production business model. They want to sell stocks to shareholders to get on Wall Street. Our business model is called the subscription-based stakeholder marketing business model that's designed to develop a self-perpetuating, revenue-generating income stream. What does that mean? Once you become a subscriber on our network, you then have a job. Your job is to bring on other subscribers. When you bring on other subscribers, you get a commission, a $30 commission. So you bring on 1,000 subscribers in a year, you get $30,000 commission. The stakeholder part of that is this. You bring on 1,000 subscribers, they're paying a $19.95 subscription rate monthly. Out of that $19.95, you get $5 a month for life. That means 1,000 times $5, you get $5,000 a month. Our business model is designed for three things. Number one, it's designed to lift our people out of poverty. Number two, it's designed to impact on the gross domestic product of all of the territories in Africa. I don't call them countries because they're not countries. They're territories because they're de facto European states. And then number three, it's designed to perpetuate a steady revenue stream to you as a stakeholder and to the company, so we can take the money that the company generates and build our communities and build our hospitals and build the schools and build the type of infrastructure and communities that our people need to eliminate poverty. That's our television network. And if you don't support our television network, I'm finished, brother. Well, I ain't going to last long. I don't talk that much. I listen. And this is the first time in a long time I've made any kind of a statement on Black Power Radio. So if you give me that respect that I've given y'all to listen, I'm almost finished. If you don't support our television network, all that you're talking about is a waste of time.
That's good teaching, good preaching. And we appreciate our brother. Did you land yet?
Did he land? I've known him for many, many years. We'll talk later. Send me his number.
He's an awesome man. But on the bottom line,
they know me for many, many years.
This is New World Warrior, brother. Remember the Elks.
That's the Black Warrior.
New World Warrior. Remember from the Elks? You came to play with me when I talked to Brother Jordan in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Way back. Showing up.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, that brother can tell you that I hosted two Moorish nationality and governors conferences at Elk Plaza in Brooklyn.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's right. I go way back.
You sure do, and been on the front line the whole time. It wasn't no joke, none of it. So I will support you if nobody else will. So send me his number. I got your back. I'm down for you like a dump truck on four flat tires with a full load, soldier. We going to do the damn thing.
718-864.
No, don't put it out over here. Text it to me.
Okay.
I will text it to me. We don't want all the fools calling. They ain't going to do no work.
They can call me. Let them all call me. Those who support our network are going to be putting money in their pockets.
That's right.
Period.
And the fools can keep on bragging, nagging, and complaining. Then drop that number.
So it's 718-864-0103. I'm going to say it again.
718-864-0103. I got you, soldier. We'll be in contact on a regular. Love you, man. Stay strong. As if we
love
have
you
another
too,
choice.
But, I appreciate you. I appreciate you commenting on how far you and I go back, so people know
way back,
that I ain't no counterfeit.
My. Now we got some music
funky
lovers, some real music lovers on this line. I'm telling you,
and
this thing is bigger and broader than anyone's imagination. But now here come another music lover. There's our brother Black Lightning is out there on the 301, and he can update you on some. Y'all got to name a tune. I got to come back to you, Mo, and get you to name a tune. I'm gonna put a tune on that Mo selected. And right now we got 301-862. Black Lightning is live with us tonight, and he can also talk black because what? You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Ooh. Yes, sir. Black Power. And I
Black
was thinking,
Power.
You know, the songs get right to the point. The songs were because I was thinking about it last night. Like the song Shotgun, you know, we go way back. A lot of them are like revolutionary songs. A shotgun, shooting boy, run down, you know. And James Brown, King Heroin. I'm going to get back with you as soon as I finish surveying the area. But for right now, I'm going to try to get my some of my band members on here because a lot of them travel with P-Funk across the nation until they start, you know, jumping on the planes to overseas. So that's basically how we roll. All right, I'll be black. I'm gonna get
black
to the black cage.
Black Lightning.
Yes,
Black
Lightning.
Yo, Black Power. You know it, Tanisha. What did you say? You remember that dance? You do the shuffle? You can do the dance?
Yeah!
You
remember
that dance? You remember that shotgun?
You gonna play it? Play it.
My auntie said that. She used to love watching my mama do that. Yeah. Just show that dance.
I know how to do the shotgun.
I tell you what. It was like all revolutionary stuff back then, you know. So just like, you know, if you look at it, put two and two together, you know what I mean? It's like, what's his name? Quincy Jones. He lived in the same neighborhood Michael Jackson. I know that because my pop lives down there in Gardena, California, you know? So they all was in the same spot, you know what I mean? And here it is, so Diddy and some of these other cats, you know, they over there with Clive, you know, and now they just passing the buck. So I will get back to that because will be no passing the buck on our watch. You know, so we got people like Lil Boosie. We got some thorough soldiers out there that can put this music down. You know what I mean? And it ain't going to be about pimping and hoes. It's going to be about, I could put some rhyme with that, but I ain't going to do it right now. I'm just saying. So opening doors. Yeah. We're going to be about opening doors. Yeah. So I'm just saying. Here's a memoir of a Black Panther. I was playing down here in San Francisco. Go down there and check out some clubs to play in, right? And shoot up to L.A. and check out B.B. King's club, right? And then jump from L.A. to Tennessee or to Memphis, the B.B. King other club. So they basically had it all lined up. You got to do some leg work. You want this shit to work, you dig? Ha! So I already know where One Rockefeller Center is. you know, that's Time Warner. And as they say, time wait for nobody, you dig? And, yeah, it's
y'all
all revolutionary. Even, Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Our road manager, he was driving a 2-seater convertible Jag. You know, he come out looking like a skinny James Brown, talking with that Southern swag, you know. Yeah, he talked so fast. I was like, damn, homeboy, you ever thought about me in the auctioneer? I should get him on the phone. So y'all be like, what'd he say? He say, look, I ain't got nothing but what Peter has, a bag of ears. Mike Tyson said, I got one now. Anyway, I'm going to get right back with y'all because I'm about to be in the black cave. I'm coming off of my regular. I'll be right back. Oh, so what's the question? How can we stop our youth? Here's the question. I'll round table it for y'all. We got to stop the youth from taking the bag. They're taking the bag from the wrong one. Yeah, play that in the background. They're taking the bag from the wrong one. We ain't the right one. So we ain't going to leave the cups straight. You know? You gotta keep
home.
Your mouth. Don't go in there and be a slave. Don't never back down. Never sell out. Always keep your square. Stand on your front. And y'all hit them with the $77 bacon for me, please. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Play that chart. Yeah.
When you up to that?
Junior Walker and the All Stars and what does it take to win your love for me? We love us some Mumia.
Thank you, sister.
We're gonna get it drunk. We're gonna crank it up, baby, now. And we're gonna shoot him for it, run y'all. That's what we're gonna do for him. We're gonna shoot him for it, run y'all. But we're so happy to be on Black Power Radio and so much to give you more of what you listen to radio for. And we are on just an all-out campaign all the way up to the born day of Mumia Abu-Jamal to free a man who has been incarcerated for 40 years for shooting the sheriff that he didn't know nothing about. The guy didn't know nothing about that stuff. But they had to frame a man for the just all the backwardness of white America is pinned to the shirts and the shoelaces of black people. And we got to shake the haters off. I mean, this is just our day, our time. Now, New York, you got a tune now. Now, you got a choice of tunes, and you can cue it up, baby. Now, what was that tune you were trying to name, brother? We're doing a little name that tune for a little while here tonight at Black Power Radio. And what's that one you were trying to name, Brother Mo out of Brooklyn? If he's still there with
me.
He's still there, name that tune. Go ahead, sir.
You Ball of Confusion.
Oh, we got you. We got you, bro. That sounds like some Temptation type thing going on.
Oh, my.
And that's what the world is
moving to the hill. Oh,
oh, look out, y'all. We got to shake it up, baby. We're going to shoot it and run down. We got to get right down with it. We got to go back one. Oh, they're queuing it up in the background, y'all. You know, we got some Black Power Radio giving you more of what you actually listen to radio for. And all
about,
of these guys are music lovers. These are the music lovers. Let me see if we can get it right. We're about to get it right.
Psychedelic
Jack. We're going to drop it like a top. Oh, my. Oh, wait a minute. I've hit it wrongly again. Nobody knows. Round and around. Y'all ready for it now?
We ready.
Well, I'm telling you, we got the tunes yet. We got the tunes.
Let's say play it again, Sam.
Oh, yeah, we got to get it tonight. We're rocking right here at Black Power. Let's listen up. Listen up.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
My Grey Goose and Booga. Can you hear me talking to you? Like a fall of confusion. Hey, you want to turn that noise down and mute that out, whatever you got? Somebody got some noise in the back. Or is it in the black? Wherever it is, it needs to quiet that noise down. Oh, yeah. We know how to cut it off here, Black already. Got too much noise, you just what? Turn it off. But, Black Warrior, you got the name of tune, but we didn't put it on for you yet. So I know you got your tune ready before we go to the next segment. What was that tune, Black Warrior?
It was Heal Our Land by Jonathan Butler.
Oh, y'all got to get ready for this one now. Jonathan Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of South Africa, I believe. Is that right? And he come up in here. He dropped a couple of hits now. He gained some notoriety and some popularity, and we're just going to try to cue him on up here. We got two or three systems that by which we can name that tune, and we can get you queued up in here. Up in here. But let me try this. Some Jonathan Butler. Let me shut down that door in the background, and then we're going to read up on some Jonathan Butler. And you're going to heal the land right here. And they're going to free the land and heal the land. And just, okay, we're going to see what we
heal got. Our land. Heal our land.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to put some Butler to that. All right.
Got it?
Yes, sir. Well, we're happy to have you all here with us tonight on Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk on the internet. And we're just sharing some real good music. We've been talking the last couple of days about the effect of music on the black revolution. And we've had some outstanding comments from many of our participating hosts and many of you from a vast listening and participating audience. So we're just happy to be right here, live on Black Power Radio. We'd have to go looking for it. We can just bring it on up. We got some Heal Our Land right here. Let's see how that rolls.
That's right. Come on in and get this love.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in order that's true. the moment that they set for this desire. This land of opportunity is not the same for you and we be wise. No, she will not bow with me when I decide. She will not leave to raise the fish bride. She will be sealed in order that truth.
My, we got to heal our land. And if any place on this planet is in need of healing on the land, it is certainly South Africa. Some talk about parts of it as Zimbabwe and talk about Azania.
Everywhere
our,
people
second...
have melanin are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Our melanation.
Everywhere people
and we
have
are
melanin
throughout the Caribbean,
the
America, whether you're in Chicago, DeSoto, in Houston or in Delaware, it don't matter anywhere on the planet. We got a diaspora in Alaska and goddamn it, Antarctica. Mm. I ain't gonna lie
everywhere
to you, brother, sister. This is our land. There's no mistake about it. Some of you got to go and study the ADAPA, which we'll get to at another time. But look up the ADAPA and CC, ADAPA. And we'll get Black on that. Now, somebody said they had a tune. I don't know if it was Sister Tanisha or somebody needs to name that tune. And we're going to pick the tune that you name, and we're going to play it Black right here on Black Power Radio tonight. You know we're out of sight. The mashed potatoes and the alligators. And we can jump back.
Prove it once
and
again
later,
that the music has an effect on us and the revolution.
That's right. That's right. And it
that's
has
not
had its imprint on us. And music, unmistakable, all music has had a message in the music, whether it was from Curtis Mayfield or James Brown, Marvin Gaye. Everybody had messages.
Had
a rack of message music. Hmm? Man.
You've been naming names for an hour. You can't name them all.
You can't name them all. We'd be at 2-3 hours naming them.
In 2 minutes.
The artist, the Isley Brothers had message music. 816 is out there. Black Warrior. We got some 816-499. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio tonight with your host, Sheikh El Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're just happy to have you and happy to be able to meet and greet you. And it appears to be a first-time caller, unless we're mistaken. We might have to get a tune for him, but we can find it. 816, can you talk black to us? 816-499. Did you realize we're talking to you? Look like they're new, unfamiliar. You have a mute button.
Hit the one and unmute.
Yeah, you hit your one and then unmute. Can you do that for us at 816-499? Can you hear us? We don't want to disengage anybody, but we don't let no implants hang around on our line here at Black Power Radio. So you got to identify yourself or you will be zoomed out of here quicker than you understand.
That's right. Get
the bad shit in the woods. I ain't going to lie to you. But anyhow, we're right here, and we're trying to get the attention of 816. He may not realize we're talking to us and may not be familiar enough to know exactly what to do to talk black to us here on Black
Power. It's a family affair.
One child.
Oh, grows
up to be.
You know it.
Somebody just love to learn.
Yeah,
another child. Grows up to be.
You know it.
A motherfucker just love to learn. See, mom loves both of them.
Both of them. You see, it's in the blood.
You know, the blood is thicker than the mud because it's a family affair. Come on in there. You right in there on the atmosphere. 816, I'm trying to get them to identify themselves. Or we're trying to zap them right on out into outer space because we don't allow nobody to just hang around here. He said, and when you need some love and arms, you just come around the black neighborhood and you come around. And when you need somebody that has sympathy for your neighbor, you come around here. Every time you need some satisfaction and some action, you come around here.
That's right.
Because I mean,
they don't want to play with us? Where you at, brothers and sisters? Tell them to come on in. Where's everybody? Where's my family at? Come talk to me. Come talk black to me. We need you. It's our time. We've got to shine. You're going to put something wonderful on your chocolate mind. Where are you, Akbar? Speak up, baby. Wonder what happened to you. Where'd my family go? We need y'all out there. Speak up, speak up. We on Black Power Radio.
That's right. And plus that,
all right,
fact, we're giving you more of what you're listening to radio for. So don't be ashamed tonight. There's no shame in the game. We're right here live on Black Power Radio. I was trying to reach out to that 816. I didn't want to zap them, but they didn't know what was taking place. Doesn't appear to be a call or anybody that we know, and they're just hanging around on the airways. One night we had old Redneck on there, and me and Black Lightning got him straight. He come hang around here. He didn't want to give a dime, so we zapped him into the universe. Why would you come around
there
to Black Revolution? You're not going to give him nothing. You never brought nothing to us. Never did nothing for us, but you're going to come around here and eavesdrop and ear hustle and hang around here soaking up our good electricity and air conditioning. Man, we zapped that dude out into the universe so quickly. I think
all we
yeah,
know this, brother,
hate
doesn't all he know how to do.
This guy, you know, he started talking off-brand subjects like, I don't know, he was from, you know, pretending to be from Iran or something, but some old redneck trying to zap our show.
You
didn't want to contribute anything. Why you come around black people? You ain't got nothing to give. Bloodsuckers and set us up. They hang around the white woman and the white man. Will hang around the highest impact drug neighborhood in the black community. And then the white officers and then them droopy nose jump outs and white officers follow these white folks around so they know where all the drug centers is. See? And then they go in and bust you on drugs that they imported into the black community. But they call you kingpin. You ain't no more kingpin than that King Cole. You're just so twisted. You've been hoodwinked and marginalized. You've been bamboozled and just shuffled around. And the muffle and the shuffle, you caught a strange disease called appeasement. Malcolm called it white disease. You just can't think you can do anything without the white man. You can't even tie your shoelaces without the white man. So we just break up the monotony, in a sense, for at least an hour or two every Sunday and Monday right here on Black Power Radio. And we know how to break the ice without having to say it twice, you know. So somebody was trying to name a tune. Who was it out there? If you have one, Queen Tunisia, I think we're trying to get black with you and let you name that tune. And if you name that tune, we're going to try to play it. Is that being fair to you all? Who else has a tune? Let's see, Black Warrior. Did we ever play your tune? Cue me up.
Yes, you
black.
Did. Now I got a million of them. Look here. Find Bobby Womack,
give me one.
Save the Children.
Okay, we're going to try some Bobby Womack on the Save the Children. We're going to look
Bobby
it up.
Bobby Womack.
And
save
we can find it.
Get some of that.
We're going to drive it like it's not driving like it's dropping. Like that here
I'm
our land was a necessity. That's
I'm telling you,
bro,
everything I listen to is about motivation and education.
Now, they have raped
I'm
our men, women, and
about
you can't, Matt.
We got to figure out how to fix this.
The corruption of a man
yeah,
that is raped. He is raped and robbed, right? Your men,
that's
women, and your children on the land. He's raped your male
you.
Children, your women children, and, he's
and they ain't
true
yet.
And when he gets to a guy like me and Black Warrior here, he knows that the gig is up.
That's right.
Yeah. We ain't passed
Mama
the buck.
Don't leave me out.
Don't
leave me out. You know when they come across my path, is the gig is more
thank
than
you.
Up.
Yeah. Now,
up.
Name
is
that tune one more time. I got back to the queue now.
Bobby Womack.
Name it one more
children.
Time.
Bobby Womack.
Oh, man. I see this woman's got to have it, but I got to put Womack on it.
Get that
save
the children, bro.
The children. Our children.
Yes,
sir.
Save
the children.
Save the children. Please.
My.
I'm telling you, bro. Get some of that in your bird. I'm telling you.
Marvin had one. Bobby Womack
bro,
got one.
All
save
I'm telling you. And this is what I'm saying. This is the only kind of music I listen to. I ain't got no time for that foolishness because I'm saying we need to stay focused. That's our problem. We're so easily distracted. I always say we have the attention span of a gnat. And I ain't talking about Nat Turner. I'm talking about a damn insect.
Go ahead.
Can't stay
let's see
5
what we got
minutes.
Yes,
come
right.
On.
David Children,
I'm black on now. I'm black in the black cave. Am I still in the queue?
You got a whole thing. Yeah, let me tell you something, bro. When you going down that road, you got to mute that stuff. What you be doing now? I don't be having to zap your behind.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I thought I was.
You're
muted,
more than zappable, buddy. Huh?
I was.
That's right. Why are you
yeah,
riding around
like
with all that dog?
See, when I come into the bat cave, as soon as I go to the bat cave, right, all these bats and stuff start flying around me, and I'll be like,
I don't want you talking like that.
Well, all right.
Stay on point.
I'm the real black man.
And we got
to. That's right. That's right. We got coming up for birthday coming up. Oh,
okay.
Now, as far as the topic, now, you know,
that's
I'm on music. I'm on music. I was thinking about Miles Davis. Miles Davis said that. Miles Davis, can y'all hear me okay? Can y'all hear me all right?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Tell me that ain't on point.
That's all right, but yeah, I love me some Bobby Womack, and that's my first time hearing Save the Children. But that's the great thing about Name That Tune, is you get to hear tunes you never heard and gain a new appreciation for music. And and that's what it's about. Was somebody about to name that tune? All right, somebody about to name that tune.
Yeah, I was going to name a tune. I was going to name a tune that nobody knows. Nobody knows this tune. This tune was the out of the Apocrypha when all the people were supposed to stay in the house because of the music that was going on. So it's either going to be for the above or for the below. There's no in between. That's why David,
so right now,
and nobody know this song. David used to play the song for Saul, the songs of Saul, the songs of the Psalms. But I will give you a tune. I want to give you more than a tune. We talk about music, right? Aren't we still talking about music? Okay, Miles Davis used to tell my pop that he was cussing folks out with that horn. So a lot of times when he's like da 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 da, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you dirty mother, you know.
That came straight from my 18 minutes and 53 seconds, and you ain't named the tune yet.
Yeah, I'm telling you about what Miles Davis was actually saying through that horn. A lot of people don't know this. Okay, I want to, and I'm gonna give you this with the history, the background, the backdrop first, and then I'm gonna give you the song. In Chicago, back in the 60s, when they used to do the Battle of the Horns, Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt used to have a Battle of the Bands back in the day. And they used to start that down in my daddy's spot. And now here's the prettiest tune I've ever heard in my life. It'd probably be damn near impossible to find it, but you could try. It's by Gene Ammons, and it's called Play Me. Play Me. Y'all still with me?
Say P-L-A-Y me?
Yeah, Play Me. Yeah. That's what made me play it. I looked at the album and it said, Play Me. And it's by Gene Ammons. And that was my one of my great, that one of my godfather, Gene Ammons.
Is that
Chicago.
G or J? Is that G or J?
G-E-N-E, Gene Ammons. A-M-O-N-S.
Okay. Let me try that. Gene Ammons, Play Me. Let's see if we can get it to queue up. That's the other part. Can we get it to queue up?
That's one of the prettiest songs I ever heard. I'm telling you now, even as a teenager, that was like way before my time, and I was playing that almost every day.
Well, then there's Nat Cole. There was a boy, a very strange.
You gotta find Gene Ammons.
You really have helped mold me into becoming the best.
Who's that? Oh man, you gonna find it, huh? That might be it. Oh, that's it. That's the one. I heard that in so long. Yeah. Shout out for my daddy on that one. Part of his collection. Thank you. When I was a little bitty boy, they used to play that stuff in my daddy's club. This is the stuff Gil Scott Heron was listening to when he was growing up. Man, we don't have to do this like we did reparations. We have to do music for at least a few months. We got to stay on music for at least a few months.
You are the best professional and are looking to apply for a job.
And who was about to name that tune? Somebody was about to name that tune. Who was it?
And the history to go with it. We want the history to go with it, too.
I got one for y'all.
Black Rock.
Oh, this is called Joy.
Oh,
Isaac.
There you go.
Isaac.
Wake up, wake up. Black Moses. cracker like a hot dog.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You are the one. You are the one. Renovation expert Scott McGilvery. You know, bad baths are the worst. If your grout has gone to the dark side and the cracks are bigger than the Grand Canyon, call Bath Fitter.
Hey, Doc, quick question.
Okay.
If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll. No.
Eat up your fried chicken.
Eat up your fried chicken.
Not licking. I'm a dog.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
Eat up them frankfurter.
Eat up your frankfurter.
Stop it. I'm a dog.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
Eat down the hamburger.
Eat down the hamburger.
I'm a dog.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
Pink, pink, blue, yellow, green, soda.
Soda pop. Soda pop.
Oh, I'm a man of the past, and I'm living in the present, and I'm walking in the future, stepping in the future. Man of the past, and I'm living in the present, and I'm walking, keep on walking. Man. Got to be a businessman. I'm a dog. So I do play school games on Saturday. And I'm a dog. No, I do. Congregation of country. No, I do.
We're rocking at some Mystic Man by Peter Tosh. We're going to see if Big Warrior, Black Warrior, is out in the house. And she's trying to name that tune once more. Yes, sir. You black in the house with us, Black Warrior.
Yo, big brother. Yeah, I'm still here.
You still about to name that tune?
Oh, shoot, yeah. You can go Bill Withers, Stepping Right Along.
Stepping Right Along, right?
Yes, sir. Bill Withers, Stepping Right Along.
Let's try it out.
I'm warning you, put your seatbelt on. You're going to take a ride, baby. Bill ain't no joke.
Look,
buckle your seatbelt and step back and enjoy the ride.
We're going to ride with Bill Withers right here at Black Power Radio.
Bill Withers, Stepping Right Along like it ain't nothing.
Bill Withers.
Come along, just blow your mind.
Go ahead. Okay, Bill Withers. And give the name of that tune again on Bill Withers.
Bill Withers, Stepping Right Along.
Okay, Stepping.
Not alone, but along. A-L-O-N-G.
Stepping Right Along. You got it queued up in the queue, don't you know, don't you know?
You found it?
Giving you more if we can listen to Radio 4. We got us some Bill Withers stuff. Stepping Right Along. Let's try it out.
Ooh, yeah.
See what it be like. You see what it do, wind it up, and you let me go.
It's just so good, you don't
when
take
you wind me up, make it do what it do. Right here, Black.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know those tunes just keep rolling on, rolling on, rolling on right here at Black Power Radio. And we're just rocking those that want to rock the mic and those that that can actually name that tune. And we can actually play it for you right here on Black Power Radio tonight. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, you've lighted it up. Redemption song.
You got a redemption song that's coming up on
yes,
Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
Bob
yes,
Marley.
Sir. Don't do that. We're revolutionary. Don't be scared of that.
Yeah. Well, you know he was a revolutionary.
You got another one. You got one coming up. Come up right behind redemption song. You ready? Lightning, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Smoke. You ain't falling asleep
with
nothing.
Sabotage line.
Well, go ahead. We got you, big brother. Black Power, Black Power. Yeah. We're giving you more of what you're listening to radio for. We're doing a segment tonight called Name That Tune, and you and our vast listening and participating audience can actually name a tune, and we'll play it for you right here on Black Power Radio. Isn't that wonderful? And we're
right
rocking
on.
Some Redemption song. Oh, the Redemption
okay.
song.
Function at the Junction.
Okay,
I'm going way
Redemption.
Back.
Well, soon
function
we
at the
Marley tune. I know a lot about that. I know a whole lot about that. I grew up on that function.
Okay, I know you know that one.
So the function. We all do.
That's another revolutionary song. That's how we used to party back then.
And ship minutes after they took us from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We powered in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but yourself can see our mouth. I've looked here for atomic energy, but none of them can stop the time. How long shall they feel our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a portrait. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing?
freedom is all I ever had. Redemption song. Redemption song. Redemption song.
Black power and a strong black Bob Marley rocking the mic here. Shake it, man, Mike Bar with Black Warrior, Black Lightning, and all those in our vast listening participating audience. We got a tune coming up that may take you back a few days. That's DAYZ. And we're queuing up some function where? At the junction, right? All right, all right. Getting ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Right, we missed that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old Shorty Long put it together, though. He got it right on here.
And Sam and Dave. Let's not leave Sam and Dave out.
You don't want to leave them out, whatever you do. But Shorty Long had him some function in the junction. Let's see how it comes out on Black Power.
Without a soul, man.
We got to maintain tall facade, long tall belly.
Have you ever seen a function at the junction? Good old Shorty Long driving like it's hot. They about to queue up some Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, y'all. It's coming up. Unless you have a tune, a favorite tune that you would like to shout out tonight.
Thank you. Oh, reaching underground in the sky. And won't be to leave me behind.
And before y'all have me completely sleep, let's do There Was a Time. There Was a Time. You know that's my driving music. Whenever we on the road for long amounts of time, I'll be like, you got to have to play my driving music. You play stuff like that, you're going to have me fall asleep at the wheel. James Brown, There Was a Time. Come on now. Or did you fall asleep? Shaky Mama, are you there? See, he's on music. Send him the Lullaby Land. Come on, Shake. I want to hear There Was a Time. I'm going to pull it up on my device in a minute. All right, then. Here we go. You know I ain't going to let the... I'm not going to drop the ball. Well, long as we do have a commercial break, it'll be the commercial. Let's see. We need some music history to go with this, y'all. You know? And so I was born into music, so it's kind of different for me, you know? Because Albert King has sold us the place on Stony Island. Where's Switchblade at? I used to live on Stony Island out there by them clay mounds. Yeah. So where we have Ike and Tina Turner review.
I bet you I can cue it up.
I bet you by golly, wow. James Brown, there was a time. I bet you by golly, wow, you're going to be asleep for the night. Mm-hmm. You best believe that. Mm-hmm. By the end of that there song, you'll be out like a light.
Mm-hmm.
You know my driving music. There was a time. James Brown, you're going to pick it on up. See, that's how we do when we play shows. We say, now, we can't lead a band. We can't lead an audience on a slow song. We're going to have to pick them up, you know?
We're picking up a pace. And they was right
see, what
before
we would do
pace.
Is we'd be dropping it so hot for about, I don't know, for maybe an hour, and then we said, now let's break it down and give them some slow songs. Okay, maybe three slow songs. I said, that's enough of that, y'all. Come on, now we're going to bust them out. Bust them out, Shake. That didn't sound like them. There you go. All right. And that's going up. Thank you.
There was a time when I used to dance. There was a time when I used to pray. But take me now, baby. Don't worry about later. Take the things I used to do. They call them mashed potatoes.
June 17th.
We're on the scene right here at Black Power Radio.
in a serious countdown, and I hope you can name that tune tonight, man. I mean, we got so many tunes and so many hits, and oh my my my, we got us all kinds of hits up here tonight. Man, we got some Isaac Hayes been through here, and Bill Withers, all those great names that we knew about, and now we revisit and take a shot at some of your great and favorite, some of your favorite tunes. Let me see if my man's got one more for me. I don't know, Warrior. Let me see. Warrior, you got one more. You got one. I know you got one more, Warrior.
Do that New Day by George Benson. New Day.
New Day.
George Benson.
New Day.
I'm telling you. I told you, I do stuff for your spirit, bro, because, see, I know music is medicine, and that's how I use it. Because my DJ
name
is
overdue for a healing.
I'm going to hear it, baby.
And I got one I want to put right behind that, too. Since we've been playing the oldies but goodies, this called New Day. I mean, not New Day. You got me thinking about New Day. It's called Good Day by Trick Daddy. I put that on one of my videos.
George Benson ain't gonna put New Day right in there with George Benson.
Here you go.
Right,
feel
that. New Day and Good Day. Gonna have a good day.
Let's see how we can rock this, man. The New Day, George Benson style.
Oh, how I wonder. Really makes me wonder. What happened to all the plans that we made? Looks like they're all falling out of view. Oh, and everything I changed, but set me free to range it. All the way of things they're lost to. Well, I know we need a brand new day, new day. It's what I see, we need a new day. Well, I know we got to have a new day.
New day. And that new day comes soon.
Oh, how I wonder.
Really makes me wonder. Yeah.
There is so much of the beauty that we see. Now I'm wondering if it's all the time, place,
moment.
Seems it's all been rehearsed. We were standing here acting helplessly. Well, I'm going to a brand new day.
And that new day is here already, y'all. It's a new day. Revolution is the new way.
Skip is still on that peanut butter.
And if you ain't dead, do wildflower for the sister. By the OJ or by the birth.
Both of them are awesome. I can't. It's a split
decision. I told you, do either
one.
I'm telling
you. Had, like, Lightning came right black.
Gonna Have a Good Day by Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy. Okay. That's the art, right?
Yep, and it's called Good Day.
Oh, yeah. Let's try it out.
I think a new day and good day, they go good together. A good day.
Oh, let's try it out. Mm-hmm.
Any day above ground is a good day for revolutionaries. Black power.
Black power? Black power.
Is there any other kind?
It's called Trick Daddy.
Yep.
It's called Good Day. Is that right?
Yep.
He even had one all day, every day. He had one like that. Trick Daddy was a bad man. Let's see what he's going to do with this tune there.
Mm-hmm. I got that one as a black drop on one of my videos.
Oh, you got me in the middle of the rumble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good day, but it's that black wonder. I got Good Day, but it's that's Nappy Roots Summer though with Greg Street.
Oh, that's it, Nappy Roots. That's it, Nappy Roots. I sound like Trick Daddy. It just sounds like Trick Daddy to me. But that's it, Nappy Roots.
I got it by Greg Street from
you know,
from Dallas.
That's the one. I know the name when I hear it. Nappy Roots.
Let's begin now. I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around, some ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Move I have when I'm riding.
So we can save the day for the children's sake and make a better place to play. If it's all good, we got to
think exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rep your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind forever in the day. The choice you make is really all mine.
Now I'm not going for the bad today. And I need my little bad today. And all the work's going to get bad today.
Ain't that what we be saying on the road, Shake, National Chairman? Ain't that what we be telling them? We say, shit, we're going to have a good day. Ain't nobody going to die today. Ain't nobody going to jail today. And so we're going to shake up. We're going to shake up.
Your last tune, Big Lightning. I mean, Big Warrior, we're going to look for you. So you got to give me one. You got to give me one.
Come on with that wild flower. Come on with that wild flower. Don't
I might
scared.
Go hit the OJ's version, because everybody heard Wildfly by everybody else, but they might
either
not
way,
have what about what's his name? Joe Tech. Joe Tech. We got to wake him up before we let him
no,
move.
No, we finished. That's the last two.
Oh. Man, Joe Tech, turn it loose.
Yeah,
I'm going to play that.
You can just hold on to it until... You understand? All right.
We're going to have to do this for at least four more episodes of music.
No, we got real issues we got to take care of. Until they set Mumia free, ain't going to be no party.
That is.
Yeah, I'm going to be down with the music for at least four more weekends.
He won't need devil.
Put some
no justice. Never let the devil sleep.
This is for the brand new flavors in your ear.
Oh, I got a gem I could drop on y'all real quick. You know the doctor you know that started the new Wapian movement. What's his name? Malachi York. He had a band. Did y'all know that? You probably didn't know that. He had a band. He's a singer like myself. Yeah, he had a band. I seen some of his music.
I got the album.
30 part of 73. Tune simply entitled Wildflower. Now, the
all
first
right.
time we heard this song,
all right,
it
man.
Sounded like a, well, to tell the truth, it sounded like a white guy trying to do a black thing. But we come to find out later that it was a black guy trying to do a white thing, you know what I'm saying? And so we got it together, and we did our own version of it, and we would like to lay it on you. We think it's very pretty. For those of you who are hearing it for the first time, we'd like for you to sit back and enjoy. Those of you who've heard it before, we'd like for you to scream like hell.
It is. Good choice, boy.
Only the best, baby. Only the best, because I love you like that every day.
This is for y'all.
What a song. And now I'm singing my song. Yeah. She faced the hardest time you would imagine. And many times her eyes fall back to tears. Yeah, yeah. And when a youthful world was about to fall in, each time hustling the shoulders. For the weight of all her fears, and the sorrow no one hears, still rings in midnight silence in her ears.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I am Orly Barloff.
And I'm Noelle Vestal.
And normally you see us on Compliance Corner, but today we're going to start off something slightly new and not so different.
See, that's why I wanted to end on the fast
first
song.
First in a six-part video series on how
right
to get
that's the reason.
So the first question you have to ask yourself.
Come on, you got to put some little boozy or something on to wake you up now.
What is that?
Oh, we got something.
And what is your journey is, or what level?
See what it skips out to the thing on that's worth hearing.
Okay, I'm going to give you the best one of all time, Lil Boosie made called My Struggle. My Struggle. That's the one.
You don't know
my
Struggle.
Oh,
yeah. That's a damn good tune. I'm going to play it and close out with it. Cause that's
right.
You don't know my struggle. You can't name my hustle because you don't know my
damn
struggle.
Damn right.
You can't name my hustle. You don't know
you
my
damn
struggle.
Skippy.
Name this tune. Name this tune. If anybody named that, they get a clap. Who's name the tune and what's the tune?
Thank you.
BioTech Pest Control Management System is designed to ensure that your pest infestation problems are identified, evaluated, and treated in a safe
Anybody guess that other one? Can anybody guess that one? I dig you. That was Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey Lewis. When they first started playing the synthesizer, Ramsey Lewis, I dig you with the synthesizer.
No, he stumped the band on that one. You definitely stumped the band on that one, Ramsey Lewis. Hit me with some headhunters. Oh, yeah. Doing it in the park. Rock Creek Park. We D.C., we know Rock Creek Park now.
A hometown park called Rock Creek Park. Down a bird and a blackbird.
Thank you.
right. Now, the Big Boy, did you have one that you want to slide under the radar? Did anybody have that radar tune? As it's sliding out here in Rock Creek Park in Washington,
well,
D.C.
Since we're revolutionaries, do Nina Simone Strange Fruit?
A Strange Fruit from who?
Nina Simone.
Drop a look at that.
You can do it by Billie Holiday. You one of them.
All right, well, drop it like it's out. We'll see what we got on the Strange Fruit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Remind them that you have never forgotten and will never.
Are you finding yourself making frequent trips to the bathroom, especially at night, or feeling
7 feet? Strange fruits. Blood on the leaves. And blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck. The rain together for the wind to suck, for the stone to rock, for the leaves. Here is a strange and bitter cry.